Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Acast recommends.
Hey, I'm Ollie Dugmore, one of the hosts of the Politics Joe podcast. Our show is like a chat in the pub. It starts with the headlines about politics, about culture, about life, and usually ends up somewhere else. Sometimes we interview people like Bernie Sanders or Ian Hislop. We release episodes daily on whichever platform you're listening to this podcast on. That's the Politics Joe podcast, wherever you listen to your soon-to-be second favourite podcast.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts, including
Dan Snow's History Hit,
The Magnus Archives,
and the show you're listening to right now.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Listen, I got my hat on. I'm getting ready to run. This has been a little bit of a crazy day, but basically I just got the last piece of information that I needed to do this live on the lights, the flashlights that were involved in the Sebastian Rogers case. For those of you new to the show, essentially there's a case involving a guy named Sebastian Rogers. He disappeared when he was 15. He is now 16. He disappeared on the 25th of February in terms of the last sighting that we in the public were able to see that took place at a restaurant with his mother. But on the 26th, he, according to law enforcement, that's when they said he went missing. So we believe, because they were very specific, that there must have been a sighting on the 26th that just we in the public haven't seen. On the 26th at 3:10 in the morning, so the night of the 25th going into the 26th, there was a flashlight video that became public through Nick Barris, who works at the local television network down in the Tennessee area. And he came forward with this flashlight video. Many of you have seen it. Certainly anybody following the case has seen it. And essentially what it shows is there's a light out in the distance, a fuzzy light, but that's not the one of importance. The one of importance is the backyard vantage, and you see two individual light sources. You see one light source that is further away from the house, one light source that is closer to the house, then it's obstructed or obscured by bushes, and then it appears to go in the same way as the other light source. Then the light source number one disappears, then light source number two disappears, and then you later see light source number two reappear. Okay, many people have looked this over. Chris, the mob crew, has done an amazing job. In fact, I'm very much looking forward to joining Chris soon. We're going to do a show together. We're going to be putting it together. And so I'm very excited about that, because he's a no-nonsense guy. He's not about drama. He's about facts. He works his tail off, and he's in it for the right reasons. So I'm excited to join him. But I just need to come on here really quick and thank you, everybody. I appreciate the memberships and everybody coming on. But I got to tell you about the lights. And the reason I have to tell you, and I don't even have my normal equipment here or anything. I wasn't planning on doing a live, but I got the last piece of information I needed. So let me go over again. According to the video screen that we've all seen of the lights, this recording occurred at 3:10 in the morning on the 26th. So basically the night Sebastian went missing, okay? And there has been so much controversy about this. And I actually recently spoke about this on a live very recently. And there was some information that came up that really gave me pause. And I was concerned because it was stated that actually Seth Rogers had come out, and I knew Katie and Chris had come out and said, listen, it's garbage trucks and it's garbage. It's not relevant to the investigation. And then, of course, I already knew what Craddock has said, but we're going to go over it again really quickly. So on the Pascal show on March 29th, Seth Rogers, and you can check it, it's at the 9-minute mark. And I really wanted to thank the account that alerted me to this, which was the account that I was recently on. And I will put a link at the bottom to her channel, because she also tries to stay very fact-oriented. But essentially, Seth says on the Pascal show, when Pascal specifically tries to nail it down with him, he says, listen, I viewed the whole video, and what everybody is seeing is, like, he describes it as a 3x5 card, you know, a smaller video of that. He also says that the time stayed at, I think it was 3:10. Or 3:11, that it was sort of stuck. And so he says, well, it was a malfunction of equipment, right? And that is kind of what we're left with from Seth. Then on June 11th, actually, there was Chris comes on solo. And I also saw Chris and Katie come on about this. But basically, he comes on and he says, listen, I want to address the flashlight thing. We've spoken to TBI. They've really analyzed it, and there's nothing. Nothing here to see, folks. Nothing here to see, essentially, is what he says. You could go ahead and look at that. It's a clip. The best one I liked was the one on June 11th, where he specifically just talks about the flashlight video and basically says, TBI says, nada, nothing here. I want to talk about what Eric Craddock says. He says this on April 2nd in an interview with Nick Barris. And he specifically says about the flashlight video when Nick hammers it in. No evidentiary value. That's a quote. He says that, and then Nick kind of grills him more on it. Well, wait a minute. No evidentiary value now or ever. And he says, well, you know, we don't know what we don't know. It could play a role at a later time. And he also says, I can't tell you what the lights are. That's specifically what Craddock says. This is key to me. I can't tell you what the lights are, but we're trying to say, don't look at the lights. Okay. So this is my take on all this, by the way. 3:10 is the lights that he's referring to. So we have those statements, and this is the bottom line. I needed to get a lot of clarification on some things. And the bottom line is, I'm telling you, in my opinion, those lights are important. Those lights are not garbage lights. They are in two different areas. They're in two different directions. There might be other lights that are garbage lights. As far as the time frame, we're only told briefly that Seth recalls that the timekeeper did not roll in what he saw. Okay. I think Seth, and I've heard this said by other creators too. I think Seth and I think Katie and I think Chris are following the party line. It's clear to me Craddock was not giving a direct, clear answer. He's given direct, clear answers before. He gave direct answers about the glasses. He gave a direct written answer about the green hoodie when all of that came out recently. He is not giving direct, clear answers about the lights. And furthermore, he's not giving direct and clear answers about whether the parents are cleared, you know, and I understand why. It's an ongoing investigation. And quite frankly, he hasn't cleared Chris and Katie. People can argue he hasn't cleared Seth, and I will also say that he hasn't cleared Seth. But I've seen the information from Seth's work, and he just wasn't there. So I just wanted to reiterate that this light video, for when you go to watch it, I wanted to give you the sources to look at in terms of what the parents have said. Chris Proudfoot, again, check out the June. I think it was released. I think it was from earlier. Actually, I think it was the Chronicles of Olivia where he initially talks about it. But June 11th is a nice, concise little blurb from Chris Proudfoot about the lights. And March 29th from Seth on the Pascal show at the 9 minute mark. Those all say that basically the lights aren't relevant. And then Craddock says no evidentiary value, but then he backtracks and says, well, he can't really say, he doesn't know what the lights are. You don't know what you don't know. It could play a role. Okay. When you add those four statements up from Craddock, that's in my law enforcement experience. He doesn't want to exactly say it's a role, but I think he believes it's a role. And I think that he probably played the same type of discourse, gave the same discourse, I should say, to the parents, even when he showed them the video. And so basically, there would be sort of a meeting of the minds in terms of what was disseminated to the public. What I don't understand, and believe me, I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. These cases are so hard. I know they've worked their rear ends off, their tails off. Their commitment to these cases, just like your commitment to following Sebastian Rogers, what's happening, where's he at, all of that commitment, that's their commitment. Every day that they're out there searching for him through now, they're not searching him, but they are searching for him through an evidentiary intel method, trying to track down leads and follow him. Again, that's also what Dog the Bounty Hunter and At Night are doing. That's what they're doing. They're taking kind of the scraps, anything that comes in, they're running it down. And I'm so grateful that somebody's running it down, because you never know when it's going to be the right tip. Having said all that, though, I'm just surprised, if indeed it's what I think, and that it is, that those lights could be important, that they didn't want to give people a time frame. And this is why this is important. Maybe you go back and you think, oh, wow, I remember as a neighbor getting up at 3:10, like I thought I heard something. Or, you know, 3:10, geez, I thought I saw a light out my window. So when you narrow it down for the public now, and again, I know what they said and that the machine was stuck at that time, you have to kind of consider it, but there has been no one say, and I went back and looked, that it was a 2-hour time frame and that, you know, it was the trash trucks. In terms of, I'm not saying the parents, because they definitely said words to that effect. But what was the motivation for that? Anyway, I believe those lights are significant. And I kind of intimated that before, but because I was on a live and a question came up about the mechanism, the recorder not properly working, and that actually it was said that it was 2 hours off, which now we know that is absolutely not true. And I'm here to say that I think those lights could be quite significant. And I challenge each of you on here to look at those lights, make your own assessments. Don't let me tell you, don't let Chris Proudfoot tell you, don't let Seth tell you, don't let Nick Barris tell you or Craddock tell you. Use your common sense, use your eyes and see what you see. I've done it over and over again, and that's what I see. And I think it is significant because we know it's six. He apparently wasn't there, if we're to believe Katie Proudfoot. And now I think we have somewhat of a time frame. Did the neighbor that had that recording really have just a broken time mechanism? Maybe. Or is that what we're being told? Is that what's being filtered to us? And if so, why? Believe me, as a former FBI agent, I am not all about it all trying to, you know, muddle up an investigation, hurt an investigation. In fact, quite the opposite, spreading the word about Sebastian's face, spreading his name, Sebastian Rogers. The more it proliferates, the more somebody might have seen something or heard something or have something that they know, especially at that time of night. That could be important and helpful. Why they want to keep it more quiet, I have an idea. I'm really not going to say it. I think some of you could put your FBI agent and investigator hats on as to why and who they might try to be protecting. Suffice it to say, I feel very strongly that light video is indeed purposeful in their investigation. And I think that's why Craddock left it at, we don't know what we don't know, and it could play a role. So I'm going to leave it at that. I definitely need to link a couple of creators, and I'll do that at the bottom when I get back, but I'm on the run. As we all know, really, the light video, it wasn't something we were supposed to see. And how much more is there out there that we didn't see? Probably a lot. And so at the end of the day, we need to really respect law enforcement and know they have so much more than we have. But I just wanted to clarify once and for all, with the light video, I think it's significant. And I'll leave it there. You guys, thank you all for coming on. I just couldn't wait, even though I have something to get off to. And so sorry for the winter wardrobe, but it's cold out there. And to all of you, thank you. Please, please don't give up hope for finding Sebastian, and don't give up hope that this case will be solved. We cannot have another Summer Wells. We just can't. Just can't do it. Not for this little boy. All right. Till next time, may justice be served.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.